Howdy, folks. You've heard some folks say they possess a sixth sense, you know. It's probably true because a lot of them show no signs of having the other five. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, walking out of your loudspeaker with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
That's pretty fancy, huh? Having a theme song like Everywhere You Go. Well, you're welcome to share it with me. As a matter of fact, everywhere you go, there's generally a friendly double mint dealer real handy, and the sunshine will follow you when you enjoy the happy chewing. So you sink your teeth into some delicious double mint gum right now and feel bright and cheery while we open Just Entertainment today with the quartet singing that well-known song. It says, does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? You know, here's a girl whose mother obviously was trying to raise Cecilia to be a good girl. And yet there she was, out after hours. And then the next line goes, does she know that I'm about to steal ya, Cecilia? Yeah. So here we are with a song about a girl who doesn't mind her mother and a smart aleck planning to run off with her. I don't know what this program's coming to. I just don't know. Anyway, Hallorans, you sing Cecilia and try to make it sound law-abiding, will you?
Does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? Does she know that I'm about to steal ya? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. How's about a kiss, just a little kiss, Miss Cecilia? Just a little kiss, one you'll never miss, Miss Cecilia. Baby, why do we keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, Cecilia, say you'll be mine.
You know, according to the society page of yesterday's paper, a very striking social affair occurred the other day when a young matron gave a surprise party for her husband. And it was a surprise, all right, because who showed up but his old girlfriends? The society page, they didn't say whether refreshments were served, but if there were any, I'll bet they were hot spice tongue served on flying saucers or something. Well, I guess you're convulsed with helpless laughter after that, so while I bask in the glow of your smiling faces, let me just point out that chewing delicious double mint gum is a big help towards having the sunny smile that folks like, because the healthful, natural chewing, it helps keep your teeth clean and attractive for you. So for clean teeth and a beaming smile, you remember to chew your double mint after every meal, will you? Our next musical interruption here is, it's just as confusing to me as it's going to be to you. The title is 996, and I haven't the slightest idea whether it's the number on a freight car or 96 minutes after 9 o'clock or what, but the Buttram Symphony, they're going to explain everything as they play 996. was 996. Sammy Prager playing the piano on that song there. You know, it seems to me a lot of songwriters just haven't got all their marbles when they write songs. Even the old boys, they weren't too practical. Like, you remember that song, Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland? There's about as inexpensive a date as a tightwad could make for himself, isn't it? And then there's that song, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. Remember that? What a lover boy he was. Now, his first idea of a high old evening is a cup of coffee. And then his next notion is a sandwich to go with it. And then finally, with a full stomach and a toothpick a-poking out of his mouth, he suddenly remembers her, and he says, oh, and you. Well, that's probably the reason I never wrote songs. I'm too intelligent, I guess. Well, maybe being intelligent is why I chew double mint gum, although I tell you, it's not necessary to have a college degree to appreciate that delicious double mint flavor or get help to all the healthful aids that chewing double mint offers you. Like, soothing your nerves, for instance. Now, it's so relaxing to chew double mint. It helps ease away the jitters, you know, and gentles down that edginess for you. You'll see when you try it, so you buy some double mint today. Well, you just heard it, the musical theme that means it's Buttram bonus time. And today we have a poem that I recited a couple of months ago, and it brought in so much mail from so many of you that liked it that I thought it'd be nice to sort of say it again. It's called Train Time. My suitcase is packed and I'm ready. That's what my dad used to say. You never can tell when it's train time on the train bound for Judgment Day. But what should you pack in your suitcase to take on the Judgment Day train? What things should you have in your suitcase when you stand on terrestrial terrain? Is there love in your heart, just a little? Pack love in the suitcase with care, for love, that's what heaven is made of, be your heaven down here or up there. Pack every good deed of your lifetime and wrap each with a reverent plea and tie it with hope's brightest ribbon to hang on eternity's tree. You won't need to pack any promise that you made but you never did keep, or a lie that you told, or a slander, or words that once made a friend weep. And don't bother to pack any money. Values are different there. Godliness buys you a kingdom, but dollars won't get anywhere. Now, just pack up your suitcase with honor, devotion, and kindness and such. You'll find your bag easy to carry. Good deeds rarely weigh very much. Have your suitcase packed up and be ready when the trainman calls out, "All aboard." Take your place on the Pullman Eternal and ride on to your date with your Lord. Well, that was Train Time, our Buttram bonus poem for today. Now, it's Paula Richards' time, and her song is The Man She Loves.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
Well, I've told you before, but it's worth repeating. Enjoy healthful double mint chewing gum after every meal. The wholesome chewing, I don't know, it helps keep your teeth clean and just looking their best, which is a grand help to get while you're enjoying a wonderful treat like double mint. The folks in Seattle, Washington, they have a treat, too. It's the 20th anniversary of Station KIRO up there. Congratulations to them. My name's Pat Buttram, and have you ever noticed that a man usually feels better after a few winks? Especially if she winks back. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.